Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I got a bunch of texts during Commanders Broncos on Sunday about the broadcast and how they were saying Marcus Mariota's name. The way that it was texted to me and described was that the "tuh" at the end of the sentence was stressing the T. And then when I go back and listen, and they're basically saying Marcus Mariota or ta, but they're really focusing on the T. But clearly, Dan, and you'll have to take over here because I was at the stadium and only heard it a few times thereafter in highlights, but it seemed distracting to the point where they were saying it so much and so oddly that it became a focal point for people watching the broadcast.
You couldn't unhear it. I mean, if it was seamless and just a slight tweak in pronunciation, you go, I wonder if he said something, or I wonder if they spoke to Mariota, and that's like how it's supposed to be. But just the way Collinsworth's affect is when he talks, because he's doing this, and he slows down, and he goes, Marcus Mariota! And you're like, oh my God. Like, why are you, like, he sounded like Rob Riggle, just for that part of the name, right? Instead of, you know, Mariota or Mariota. Like, if you do it like that, people would notice it. But it wasn't, it was to the point that it sounded like, honestly, there was some sort of action on it. Like, some sort of bet had been placed. You won't say Mariota 50 times. And then he's like, I'll bet y'all do it, man. And then, like, they went back and forth, and he won $1 million doing it somehow. It seemed like this crazy point of emphasis that was over the top.
So this was Collinsworth all over the broadcast. This is how he was saying Mariota's name during Sunday Night Football.
That's what Mariota, he saw the same thing I did. He goes,
let me hear it again.
That's what Mariota, he saw the same thing I did.
That's a benign one. That's a benign one. That was the 50th out of 50.
But still, he's going, oh, tuh.
That's what Mariota.
So that you're basically stretching out the O, Mariota. And then the T is doing a lot of work in the TA.
It's like a capital T. The rest of the letters are not even lowercase. They're like half case.
So it got us to thinking. Well, Marcus Mariota had to say his own name at the beginning of the telecast when he gave the starting lineup introduction of himself. Let's hear how he said his name.
Marcus Mariota, Oregon.
He does the TA thing that Collinsworth was doing.
He does.
Marcus Mariota, Oregon.
That is different than what we call him all the time. We call him Marcus Mariota with a T that barely is there. It's the smallest T in the history of the world.
It's just a regular, I would say it's an industry standard T. It's a regular T. It's not low T. It's not high T. It's just a normal T.
He went high T. He went capitalized the T, Mariota.
With like a German umlaut around it or something. I mean, this is Heisman Trophy winner, Marcus Mariota. This is great college player, Marcus Mariota. This is jersey retirement at Oregon, Marcus Mariota. This is, you know, second overall draft pick in Tennessee, Mariota. This is, you know, longtime journeyman quarterback. This is on the Netflix quarterback show, Marcus Mariota. He's been Marcus Mariota forever. And now all of a sudden, out of the shadows, comes this T emphasis. And I'm telling you, Chris Collinsworth turned it up to 11. He turned it up so hard.
Marcus Mariota, Oregon.
Mariota.
I think Chris Collinsworth is off the hook here.
He is.
I think Chris Collinsworth was right, and the rest of us were wrong, and he deserves an apology of sorts.
That's hard for me to do. I'm not saying you're wrong. I think I don't know how to describe it to you. We're watching at home. It was like he just found that out. And I will try my best to go, Mariota, right? You see what I did? I just said it. I tried to make it casual. Collinsworth couldn't do it casual. He was like, I need everyone to know, and yeah, like, and turned it up to 1,000.
But I think you're moving the goalposts a little
no,
bit.
No, I know it's unfair.
Here's what people did.
Go on.
Everyone screamed that Collinsworth was botching the name because he was overdoing the T. When, in fact, Mariota's name is not said Mariota, it said Mariota. He was right. We were wrong. We've got to wear it. You don't get to now be upset. Oh, he was doing it too much. And he has one move. It's the dice move. He was saying the hard T. Just because we were botching it. Now, I'm not going to put any blame on Danny Ruye or Grant Paulson or anybody else in this fan base who's been saying Mariota.
Because we have years of Mariota.
That's what everyone has always said, and he has not chosen to correct people. I'm fascinated by this, too. You see this a lot in sports. I don't know if it's just so close that the player doesn't care or that you stop trying to correct people because the horse is out of the barn. But somewhere along the way, he must have stopped. I found this video of him when he was a rookie, when he was talking about his name. And he's like, yeah, people miss it all the time. They'll say this or that or this. And someone's like, well, let me hear you say it. And he goes kind of Collinsworth-ish really hard on the ta. He's like, Marcus Mariota. And I'm like, oh, my God. That's from
this has always
year
been.
One, Tennessee. Wow. This is the proof. This is the smoking gun. Mm. He was just talking to the media within the last few minutes. He does his weekly Wednesday as the starting quarterback presser. And don't expect this to be a tell about this weekend. He was the last guy to start, so he's the guy at the podium. And they're going to go as far as they can without having to put Jaden kind of at the podium. But this is what he had to say about his name and the controversy that brewed on Sunday night.
Like, what is the right pronunciation?
Mariota. I think it's been said over the years, like Mariota, which is incorrect, and it's pronounced Mariota.
Mariota.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, dude.
He also is not understanding what people are getting wrong, it seems like. Yes, I do hear people say Mariota all the time, and that is wrong, clearly. I thought I was silly because I got Mariota pretty quickly. I'm like, everyone keeps saying Marcus Mariota. But he's saying
that's a regional. If you're a Midwestern type person, you're going to see Mariota.
Who are you, Bruce Allen with dialect?
Yeah, that's normal. But
he's saying, like, JP goes. That was JP asking the question,
right?
And he's like, so how is your name actually said? And he thinks the question is Mariota, Mariota. My point is, he's not even aware that the issue at
it's
hand
the T situation
is the ta.
It's the T.
Or Oda. Is it Oda or Ota?
Yeah. He's worried about the Michael Maher or the Bill Maher. Yeah. No. It's not Mayor or Maher. No one's worried about that. We'll get to that when we'll fine tune this thing. This brand new ta emphasis is a bombshell.
He also says it again like Chris Collins.
Uh-huh.
But he obviously isn't that bothered about the ta versus the
Mayor versus Maher.
If he's focusing on the other part. Play the answer to JP again for me, Darius. Do I now have to call him Marcus Mariota for the rest of the year, or are people going to be bothered and annoyed by that?
Mm.
Do I just go with the incorrect pronunciation because it's comfortable for people so that they're not going, why is he saying
why is he
it
doing like that? Putting the emphasis on the H.
Like, what is the right pronunciation?
Mariota. I think it's been said over the years like Mariota, which is incorrect, and it's pronounced Mariota.
Mariota.
Yeah. All
right. I need a follow-up there from JP. I just have to. That's not the part I'm asking you about, Marcus. Mar versus Mayor, we got that one. That one was 4 years ago's controversy.
Right. We've figured that
this
one out.
This is Oda or Ota?
It's either no one's debating if it's the mayor of Easttown or Bill Maher. Nobody's saying that. It's the ta.
636-1067. You want to hop in on Grant and Danny. Are you, Danny Ruye, willing to apologize to Chris Collinsworth right here and right now?
No. Here's where I will take my stand. He found out a piece of information, and I've done this before, okay, because I understand the pathology. He got a piece of information, and he is so smug about it. He knows something, and he is going to lord it over all of us. There's a difference between trying to incorporate it Mariota. What he was doing, and that one clip we have doesn't do it near justice. I'm telling you, if you're watching it, it sounds like somebody thumbing their nose at the common folk.
You don't actually think.
Yes.
He was consciously trying to belittle people saying it wrong.
He was overdoing it. I will go to my grave thinking that. He was over-taing.
Let's go to Shane in Woodbridge. Shane, you're on Grant and Danny. Have we cracked the case?
I think you did, but my last name, guys, is Peacher, like the fruit. But my whole life, people call me Preacher. It's nonstop. It's every day. So if I got bothered by it, I would be talking about it every day. So I'm sure that's what happened to Marcus here. He just got sick of it for his whole life of being pronounced wrong, and he just let it be.
Wait, so you're Peacher, and they called you Preacher?
All the time. And I'm like, there's no R after the P.
So and I'm talking, why did they just change the word with a new letter?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I said, since I've been in elementary school.
Because it's like Freudian, right? Because you're reading it fast, and then there's the loop on the H looks kind of like an R. If you're reading it quickly, you might add the R.
I'm trying to remember who the player was I had this conversation with a few years ago. But I was doing my national baseball show on Sirius XM, and I was talking to a prospect, and I brought them onto the show, and I said, hey, this is kind of embarrassing, because it was a pretty big prospect. Mm-hmm. I said, but I want to hear you say your last name. He's like, okay, because it's almost like you don't know who I am. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And so he said it, and it's a little bit different, which was my thought.
Yep.
And I said, okay, because I always hear it as this. He's like, yeah, that's what everyone calls me. And I'm like, well, have you corrected it? And he's like, I tried, but it's over now. He's like, the effort.
Too many people, yeah.
Basically, his point was, I have turned off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Off the effort on this. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it to me. And it would be like, instead of saying Rouye, if you said like Rouye or something like
Rauhire.
That,
yeah.
Rauhire is way too different. Okay. That one you might want to fight over.
Okay.
But Rouye versus like Rouye, or like just Rouye, stressing something wrong. Mm-hmm. And he basically decided like, it's just not worth it to me anymore.
Here, so I got one where the Collinsworth really does it hard on this one. Here,
I'm okay.
Got the first down. That was so dangerous.
Well, the other part of this, if Mariota does not.
Mariota.
See what I'm saying?
That one. You that see what I'm saying? Way
that
over the
was
top.
The norm.
He probably is overdoing the ta a little bit. But he's still closer to being right than we are.
That's not the issue.
It is totally the issue.
I'm going to grant him the correctness. That's
you're not
the issue. No, because
making fun of. I mean, your tweet on game night. I would imagine. I have not. I'd have to look it
what
up.
What did I say?
I guarantee you made fun of the fact that he was mispronouncing his name.
I said something.
Everybody thought he was mispronouncing his name, and you guys. And I'm with you, by the way. This is not me yelling at anyone. I'm yelling at us collectively. We were mispronouncing his name.
So here's what I said: Mariota, the broadcast team tonight.
Right, but why did you say that?
Because they're emphasizing the ta,
which is the correct way to pronounce it.
Pronounce it. There's a difference between ramping it up some, which is what we're asking for, which is what Marcus Mariota is asking for, versus Mariota, Ing. It's yelling the T at me.
Dad, I want this to be my poll of the day with Danny here. Do people want me to say it correctly for the rest of the year? Mariota. Or do they want me to say the thing that makes them feel more comfortable while they're listening to the radio, which is Mariota? Do they want to hear what is natural?
It's actually a great question.
What do I do? Now, when I'm talking to him, or if I ever have to say his name to him, I would clearly say it correctly.
You do the best you can.
He's not listening to the radio. What's the difference? Am I perpetuating the falsity, though? Am I the problem if I just keep calling him Mariota because that's what's comfortable to everybody's ears so they're not stopping to think about it? Our poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades, best-in-class service and experience. You can go vote on the Grant and Danny Twitter account, the Facebook account of Grant and Danny, or the 106.7 The Fan X page. Let's go to Carol in La Plata. That's Southern Maryland. That's down 301 near King George County and the Harry Nice
that
Bridge.
That is correct.
What's up, Carol?
Well, I was just calling because my husband and I were watching the game, and we were kind of laughing at the way that Collinsworth was pronouncing it, not knowing that that's how you're supposed to pronounce it. And we were both saying then that, you know, we got kids that are Harry Potter fans, and it reminded us of that whole little Hermione thing with Leviosa, and that's the way he was pronouncing everything. And it was just the emphasis was just so much that it was laughable.
And that's a perfect analogy, because what Hermione was doing wasn't correcting the boys. She was lording over the boys with her correctness. That's the difference. It's Wingardium Leviosa. Wingardium Leviosa. Like, she was overdoing it, and, like, they rolled their eyes. Like, come on. You know it all. That's
Rose
what was happening.
Rose in Annandale, home of the Adams. Rose, are you willing to apologize to Chris Collinsworth?
Hi, Grant and Danny. Love your show. Grant,
you.
I've met you at the Annandale High School football games. Go, Adams.
Go, Adams.
I'm sitting in the parking lot right now getting ready to go into the pantry and help with food delivery. But this is the issue. So he was also, in addition to saying Mariota, which is correct, he was saying Mariota.
Yep.
And he was even saying Mariota. And it just was ridiculous and almost different every time. So my thing is just stick with one name, and I think it is Mariota, but just very subtly
there it
Mariota.
Is. She's Mariota. Got it.
I think Rose is on it.
Rose is on it.
But did he say Mariota?
Yeah.
He said Mariota.
He might have toed once. I don't remember.
He said it twice because I was texting with my sister. He said toe twice.
I mean, if he said toe, then we can't give him an apology. But I need,
because he was so concerned about the T.
I need evidence of that. I can't just. I respect Rose. Sounds like I know Rose. I've met Rose.
Right. She's probably seen you get kicked out of a game.
She's probably seen me yelling at an official or two, mixing it up a little bit. I would have to see audio evidence of him saying toe to believe that.
Mm.
But it seems to me like a lot of people who have been saying the name the wrong way, taking great issue with the fact that they got. That's what it feels like a little bit.
There is some sour grapage from me.
I think Rose is right, though, that it is subtle. Mariota. If I say Marcus Mariota,
you've done it.
People may not really think much of it. And you're saying, he wasn't saying Marcus Mariota drops back to pass. He was saying Mariota or something like that.
Yes. Closer to that than the real thing.
Daniel's in Woodbridge, home of the Vikings. What's up, Daniel?
Hello.
Hey, Daniel.
Hello. Oh, my God. I've been trying to. You guys are all right. So I'm with Danny. I'm with Danny 100%.
There you go.
I think Chris was emphasizing it. Like, it's like he found a new word, and so he's like letting everybody know he found a new word.
That's a great
But like
bit.
The last caller, I don't know if it was Chris or the other guy, I forgot his name, but he
Mike
definitely
Tirico,
said Mariota, and my son would be mad if I didn't mention
time.
It.
What did he say? Sorry, what'd you say?
No, he said one of them said Mariota for sure. My son would be mad at me if I didn't mention it.
Oh, no. Because
he was like, why did he say that? But yeah, it's like, I think Marcus is just saying it in like his native, you know, way of saying it. And then Chris was like, all right, let me just go with it. And
so here's my question.
I love the learned a new word analogy, because that's what it was.
100%.
Yeah.
I'll bet you they're in the little meeting that they have. We saw one of these with Nick Sirianni on Hard Knocks, where you get to do the Zoom call, or if you're in the building, get to sit down and talk with a guy. And Collinsworth's like, Marcus, how do you say your last name the right way, brother? And he's like, Mariota. And he's like, so it's Tuh, it's not Oda? He's like, yeah. And he's like, I'll set the record straight.
By saying it so hard 100 times.
Yeah. That's probably, that's my reenaction
yeah.
of how it went. Like, You remember the TV show Rescue 911?
I was going to say Unsolved Mysteries did the same thing.
Yeah.
Dramatic reenactment.
That's kind of how I see the interaction going. But as much as I appreciate that JP asked the important question that needed to be asked today,
yep,
it doesn't get us any closer to solving this thing because you have to follow up there. Mar versus Mayor is no, that is 2017 called. They want their debate back.
Mm-hmm.
We are past that. If you go back and find clips from his rookie year out of Oregon, there's a lot of people probably calling him Marcus Mariota.
Right.
We learned the Mar part.
Mm-hmm.
Ota? Does he even care? He might even say, if I said to him, is there a difference between Mariota or Mariota? He'd go, oh, no, that doesn't matter.
But he's
at all.
Sitting there going, don't you dare say Mare. Yes.
What he is bothered by is Mariota, not Mariota. But he didn't even seem to notice the difference or seem to care about Ta versus Ta.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't know that is why we have this great controversy that has divided Washington, D.C. in
divided.
A way that nothing has.
Nothing.
There hasn't been a single more divisive D.C. issue that I can remember in years.
And don't look it up either.
Don't even consider.
There's no reason to try to qualify that.
Turning
just
on
take
the news.
It as it is.
At any point,
nope.
Ever.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dwayne in Bowie, home of the Bay Sox. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, how are you, Grant?
Good, buddy.
I don't mean to divert about the Mariota, but I wanted to make a comment about the Jaden situation.
Well, we're not doing that right now, my friend. Do you have anything on Mariota versus Mariota?
Yes, this is hot pressing.
I do, actually. So here's the situation with that. You have a poll. My answer to that is let's leave it the way it is, the way you've been pronouncing it, the way all of us have been pronouncing it.
Okay.
A lot of people have names where within their family, within their group of friends, they know what the deal is. Outside of that, they don't care what anybody calls them, but there is an answer. He knows that 99% of United States does not say Mariota or whatever. We say Mariota, just like
right.
you did.
Right.
So
right.
for us
so
to
just
start
stick
changing
with it.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said, so we should just stick with it. Let's just keep chopping wood.
Right, exactly. Because if you try to change now, it's going to sound funny. It's already sounding funny when you say it because I'm not used to you saying that.
Right.
You know, so
well, this
so
is my biggest
that.
Concern too, Dwayne. It's a good phone call. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you making it. I don't want people listening to the show every time I say his name to stop and go, why did he say it that way? Or to even think about it. It should be furniture in the room you never notice. So if I'm saying his name and the point I'm making and trying to drill home, whether it's Daniels is better for this reason or Mariota played well for
yeah, they
this
should
reason.
Resign Mariota.
I need you to be thinking about the point, not the name. So if I have to say his name the way that it's comfortable for you to do that, that's the gig.
Name the backup quarterback that's a free agent at year's end they should resign.
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah. See, it's distracting.
Andy in D.C.
Hey, guys. I think, Grant, you're right. This is the Ibiza or Ibiza type deal where someone goes, oh, we just got back from Ibiza, and it makes you kind of cringe and roll your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Here's one. I'll give you the comp. It's Qatar. It's Qatar versus Qatar, where it's actually Qatar. I remember I think you one time were like, maybe someone on the show was like, why are you calling it that? I'm like, that's what it's actually called. Because Barack Obama was the first one I ever heard doing that, and I had to look it up years ago, and everyone's like, you mean Qatar? And I'm like, no, it's Qatar. And that's the actual name, but when you say it, you just sound like you're being pretentious and ridiculous, Andy.
Yeah, it's like the French always correcting your pronunciation.
Exactly. And, like, this is sports talk. Like, we can get over it, right? We can just call him Mariota, especially we're from the Mid-Atlantic. This is a Mariota-heavy town.
That is an interesting little wrinkle there.
That's an important wrinkle.
Yeah.
But are we being disrespectful if we know someone's name and we're purposefully saying it wrong? Like, if my last name is Paulson.
Okay.
And someone's been calling me Paulson for a while. And I say, no, it's Paulson. And they go, ah, I like Paulson better.
I can't be bothered to learn that.
How is that different than Bruce Allen calling Kirk Cousins, Kurt Cousins,
Kurt.
Because it was easier for him or because it's what he learned first or whatever?
Because it was McLean accent.
Because of his McLean dialect, you
oh,
see?
Yeah.
So what should we do? The poll will decide this once and for all.
Wow.
Whatever the poll says, I will do.
Leaving it up to the people?
We're leaving it up to the masses on Twitter, 1067 the fan account. Will it be Marcus Mariota at quarterback for the Commanders, or will it be Marcus Mariota for the rest of this season? That is the question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.